You know who needs 100 amazing job search tips and advice? You do, and they're a gift to you from me. You'll get these free resources when you register for Break the Six-Figure Salary Barrier, Master Your Executive Job Search, a free training webinar for you. Visit 5strengths.com/webinar to register now. That's 5strengths.com/webinar. It's for smart executives like you who are ready to take the next giant step in their careers. Now on to the show. Hi, I'm Amy L. Adler, 5 Strengths Career Transition Expert, and I'm an executive resume writer, and I work with some of the most amazing candidates all the time. It is absolutely my privilege to work with some of the most talented and creative and thoughtful executives that could be out there. And I love working with them for lots of reasons. But one of the things that always strikes me about this client pool that I have, and I don't know whether it's by design or law of attraction, I don't know what it is, but they are almost universally humble. Often they say, "Can I take credit for that? It was really my team." Or, "Wow, I hired the most amazing people that year and look what they were able to do." Or, I always try to hire people who are smarter than I am because I know they're going to do a great job. And I thrive on this highly intellectual environment that they all provide. Sometimes the hardest thing about being a resume writer for these people is getting them to talk about the things that they're good at. So if one general manager I worked with a couple years ago said, "Yeah, well, you know, I didn't do all the financials. I hired a CFO to do that." And I said, "Well, did you sign off on them?" He goes, "Well, of course I did. I'm the general manager. If I didn't sign off, we couldn't have gotten the reporting done and we couldn't have gotten all the end of year, whatever he needed to do, finished." And I said, "Well, then it's going on your resume as you collaborated with the CFO to make sure that this happened, and we'll make sure that you're not taking credit for it, but that you're giving yourself the position of authority over what happened." On the flip side, and I have a pretty sensitive BS meter, on the flip side are people who cannot stop talking about themselves. It's the exception that proves the rule. There's so few of them that they're notable to me, that they are willing to say how special and awesome they are. What they don't understand is, of course, how off-putting that is. But what they really don't understand is how to level with their audience. They don't know how to take credit where they should take credit, and they don't know how to say it in such a way that it is delivering the facts. This is what I did. This is how I did what I did. So instead, it comes across as really what you would think it would come across as, highly insecure and sometimes narcissistic and truly completely unself-aware. What's interesting is they don't really understand how this comes across to people and that it's incredibly off-putting to put yourself out there as, "I am the best. I am awesome. Look at me." A really good executive resume says, "I did these things," or, "These things happened on my watch, but I did it in a group. I looked at the team over there and saw who could help with this project, identified the right resources, and brought them all together and created something new and special." That's not the same thing as, "Look at me, I did it," because that is not humility. That's not even pride, really. Pride is, "I did a good thing." It's not pride or humility. It's almost an embarrassing level of insecurity that executives absolutely have to get over if they're going to connect well with the people who are doing the hiring. Because no matter what type of audience you get, if you get an audience that is very humble in and of themselves or somebody who is extraordinarily prideful, it's still going to be off-putting. It's going to rub them the wrong way no matter what. So your job as an applicant for these executive positions is to strike a balance between, "Here's what I did, here's what happened on my watch, and here's how the people I led executed to those goals. And then here's the measurements to prove that we all worked together and achieved what we wanted to do." So that's what I have to say today on boastfulness and pride and humility. I am Amy L. Adler, and I want to thank you for watching and listening. And if you want to subscribe, you can find me at 5strengths.com/iTunes. Thanks a lot.